Bereshit, Genesis,
chapter 35. And Elohim said to Yaakov,
Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to El, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother.
And Yaakov said to his household and to all who were with him,
Put away the foreign mighty ones that are among you, and cleanse yourselves, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Beth El, and let me make there an altar to El, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me in the way which I have gone.
So they gave Yaakov all the foreign mighty ones which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Yaakov hid them under the terebinth tree, which is near Shechem. And they departed, and the fear of Elohim was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Yaakov. And Yaakov came to Luz, that is, Beth El, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Beth El, because there Elohim appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. And Devarah, Rivka's nurse, died, and she was buried below Beth El, under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Elan Bechuth. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov again, when he came from Padan Aram, and Barak him. And Elohim said to him,
Your name is Yaakov. Your name is no longer called Yaakov, but Yisrael is your name.
So he called his name Yisrael. And Elohim said to him,
I am El Shaddai. Bear fruit and increase. A nation and a company of nations shall be from you, and sovereigns come from your body. And the land which I gave Abraham and Yitzhak, I give to you, and to your seed after you I give this land.
And Elohim went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him. And Yaakov put up a standing column in the place where he had spoken with him, a monument of stone. And he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Yaakov called the name of the place where Elohim spoke with him, Beth El. Then they departed from Beth El, and it came to be, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, that Rachel began to give birth, and had great difficulty giving birth. And it came to be, as she was having great difficulty giving birth, that the midwife said to her,
Do not fear, for it is another son for you.
And it came to be, as her life was going out, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Binyamin. So Rachel died, and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. And Yaakov put a standing column on her grave, which is the monument of Rachel's grave to this day. And Yisrael departed, and pitched his tent beyond the tower of Eder. And it came to be, when Yisrael dwelt in that land, that Reuven went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Yisrael heard about it. Now the sons of Yaakov were 12. The sons of Leah were Reuven, Yaakov's firstborn, and Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Yosef and Binyamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's female servant, were Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's female servant, were Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Yaakov, who were born to him in Padan Aram. And Yaakov came to his father Yitzhak at Mamre, or Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, where Avraham and Yitzhak had dwelt. And the days of Yitzhak were 180 years. So Yitzhak breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people aged and satisfied of days, and his sons, Esau and Yaakov, buried him.